For bluegrass players, an encounter with one particular musician can be inspiring. For nearly 35 years, the father of Alaskan bluegrass, Carl Hoffman, has lived and traveled in Alaska. His band in the 70s, the Pine Hill Ramblers, played for the pipeline construction camps. Legend has it, they sometimes were given gold nuggets as tips. Carl's Alaskana songwriting has gathered national attention, and like the national father of bluegrass, Bill Monro, Carl has infected an orchestra's worth of Alaska musicians with the bluegrass bug. Scott Burton reports from Juneau.
Tastefully dressed as usual, in a dark sport coat and slacks, 65-year-old Carl Hoffman adjusts the microphone with his massive hands that expose years of hard work. His silvering hair is parted on the side, and wild eyebrows adorn a smiling face. He licks his fingers and nods at the mandolin player as he kicks the song. Carl flat-picks his three-decades-old acoustic guitar, and his gentle eyes examine the gathering crowd. The mandolin break fades, and like a small bird with a big song, Carl sings, and the audience listens.
In a far northern cabin, while dawn was just breaking, from my sleep I was shaken by the touch of her hand.
Carl Hoffman brought bluegrass music to Alaska in the 70s, and he influenced a whole generation of people.
Alaska's premier bluegrass mandolin player and tenor singer Joe Page has played with Carl for a quarter century.
He single-handedly created a very strong bluegrass market in Fairbanks that, if he wasn't around, that never would have happened. I mean, a good comparison is Anchorage, which doesn't really have a real strong bluegrass market, but it only takes one person that has the energy and the wherewithal to make it happen. If it wasn't for Carl Hoffman, I never would have started playing music.
Songs that men are singing as they search for black or gold. Send the devil dancing through my trouble.
For a bluegrass band, a steady gig is like gold. Or in Carl's case, black gold.
Well, we had the Pine Hill Ramblers playing bluegrass here in Fairbanks, and we were a little apprehensive as to how long Larry Wyke and his lodges and clubs would be able to sustain us. And at about that time, a representative of the Alyeska Pipeline Company happened to come by and catch one of our shows and approached me about signing a contract to provide entertainment on all the pipeline camps up and down the line. The one unusual thing was we had to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning and eat breakfast because we had an early morning 5 o'clock show that we had to do for the night crew. Sometimes there would only be 3 or 4 people setting out there, but we would have to go through the entire show, and there would be an Alyeska quality control inspector there checking off one bluegrass show, so many vocals, so many instrumentals.
I'm growing restless in an northern soil.
The Pine Hill Ramblers dispersed after the pipeline days, and Carl stopped performing throughout the 80s to raise his family. He then formed Northern River.
Northern River played all during the 90s, and we used to play shows out at the old Ivory Jacks out at Goldstream. And there was several young fellas that used to come in there all the time that would sit and watch us religiously, watch all the licks, listen to all the lyrics, ask 1,000 questions. One of those fellas is Jeremy Kane, who was the banjo player and one of the dynamo forces in the band Clark County.
Carl's my main man.
Jeremy Kane of Clark County Bluegrass and Bluegrass 101.
He's an influence on all kinds of angles. First of all, he's a good banjo player, and just his attack on the banjos. I think every time I look down at the banjo, I can still see Carl picking it with his big construction hands, you know, getting the best sound out of a banjo. As a guitar player, you know, he's taught our whole unit, as far as Clark County's concerned, on how to play guitar and lead the band. I'd rather pick with Carl than anybody, you know.
For bluegrassers like Carl, the after-gig picking and storytelling is as important as the gig. I first met Carl at one such session in the Carl Hoffman Suite at the Alaskan Hotel in Juneau during the Alaska Folk Festival. He greeted me warmly and invited me to pick with the expanding jam. As we played, people of all descriptions and conditions dropped in to pay homage to Carl. We played bluegrass from after his three-hour gig on the Alaskan stage until 8 a.m. 65 years of age does not stop Carl from running and pull-ups daily before dawn or playing bluegrass for 12 hours straight.
Once bitten by the bluegrass flu, you never really get it out of your system.
Since mother and daddy are dead,
with excitement in his voice, Carl told me he plans to expand his playing and promoting when he retires as a construction superintendent later this year. He leads both Northern River and No Time Flat and can be found around Fairbanks or look for him at bluegrass festivals across Alaska. You'll know when you hear him. He's the person singing with enough passion to achieve the title, the father of Alaskan bluegrass. For AK and Juno, I'm Scott Burton.